This is now the beginning of the fifth segment of Lit 103 that I will dictate at 180 words per minute. But before beginning, I have a confession. We are already well past the 5-minute mark at any speed, but I think we should still try this next one at 180, right? This is due to the fact that the changing of the wine from the cask to the bottle interferes with its progress. Wine that has been freshly bottled is not drinkable. The wine adjusts to its new environment after a while and continues its fermentation in a normal manner. Wine that remains in the bottle too long is said to be dead. This means that the wine has lost its flavor, its body, its aroma, and its color. Just as no two people are alike, no two wines are alike. Wines are said to have their own personalities, and the words used in describing wines have special meanings. Dry is the opposite of sweet. Acidity gives bite to the flavor and is an important quality which adds to the aroma. Experts speak of the character of the wine. They describe wine in terms such as depth, which is a subtle richness that gives the feeling of many flavor layers. A wine may be foxy, meaning it has a spicy tang. It might be light or full-bodied in connection with the tactile sense that it imparts to the tongue. A ripe wine is mellow and has reached its full bloom of maturity. A rich wine has a good combination of fruit flavor and body. A velvety wine has a special silky smoothness, while a delicate wine is a light one with an agreeable flavor and quality. A big wine is one that is strong in flavor and high in alcohol content. Woody wines have a particular odor from aging in oak casks. Fruity wines are those which are just pleasantly ripe. Deep wines are those that are full and rich in bouquet.